Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any animal of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God really said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die, for God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will become like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves waist coverings. Now they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me some of the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
How do you handle guilt? Mankind has tried to avoid dealing with this painful emotion for as long as humanity has existed. It all began in the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and we've been using their faulty methods as we attempt to silence guilt ever since. Adam and Eve's first reaction was to cover up rather than fess up, but nothing can conceal sin from God. Next, they attempted to hide from the Lord. Have you ever found yourself avoiding prayer and time in the Scriptures because you don't want to feel convicted? Then they refused to take personal responsibility and tried shifting the blame to others. But we're each responsible before God for our actions, regardless of the circumstances or who else is involved. Fully aware of Adam and Eve's guilt, the Lord came to them and asked several questions designed to bring them face to face with their sin. And this is still the only way to deal with sin. We must come to the Lord in confession and repentance so we can receive the forgiveness and cleansing Christ purchased for us on the cross.